What's up? Thank you to ask us. You're listening to the Monday Mass.
That's right. That was Dan Gadowskis starting the show as part of Villager Month here on the world's greatest action sports podcast, according to me. You're listening to the Monday Mass. I am your host, Chris Cote. We'll have more from Dan Gadowskis later in Surf News. All right. And we're going to start this off. Of course, we are thinking of our friends, our family, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, everybody in Florida, the Caribbean. Hurricane Irma came through hard. And obviously, we've all been glued to the news watching this go down. We are thinking of Florida right now. We are thinking of Bermuda. We're thinking of the Florida Keys. We're thinking of Puerto Rico, the whole Caribbean. And, you know, thankfully right now, and I urge you to get involved here right now, Waves for Water, they've sprung into action. They're launching an emergency response initiative to provide access to clean drinking water to the Virgin Islands, the French Caribbean, that whole region, which looks like a nuclear bomb went off. They need water, okay? So our friends, Waves for Water, they're already on site, I believe. They're in action. Wavesforwater.org. We have to help, okay? $5, $10, $100. Whatever we can do to help out. The Waves for Water, they are there. They directly provide drinking water to these people in need. It's simple. You give them money. You give them love. They give people water. And the people need it. So please get involved. Go to wavesforwater.org and find out how you can help. And it's really easy. You just click a button. $10. You're helping. So of course, you know, we're gonna be hearing about all kinds of stories coming out of Irma. It's heavy, but you know, we are all in this together. We gotta help. Go to wavesforwater.org. That's one way you can help, and that's direct help for our friends in the Caribbean, the Virgin Islands. I mean, these places got decimated, so we gotta help. Go out from there. You know what? This could be a little distraction for you. All right. This is the Monday Mass. This is the Monday Action Sports Show. For those of you who don't know what Mass means, I'm your host again, Chris Cote. And, you know, we started off heavy, but now let's have some fun. The Monday Mass is brought to you by Gnarly Wood and Quincy Woodwrights. Gnarly Wood is your business amplifier, back end masters. That sounded weird. What they do is the nuts and bolts, all right? The gears of your company. You are the creative force. You came up with this idea. They execute. Shipping, receiving, warehousing, e-com. They do it all. Gnarlywood. Follow them at Gnarlywood on Instagram. Website coming soon. I'm helping with that. Hopefully. I am. It is coming. Quincy Woodwrights, American-made skateboards. Boom. Made it, you know, grown in Michigan. Harvested in Michigan, shaped, glued, the whole deal, and then directly sent to you or your local skate shop. Quincy Woodwrights, a Gnarly Wood. Follow at Quincy Woodwrights as well. Man, let's get into it. Like I said, let's have some fun. This is the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, and this is all the news that's fit to talk about for the week leading up to today, which is September 11th. Never forget. Love you. September 11th. Brought to you by Masterplan Communications. Masterplan Communications. Follow them at Masterplan PR. So Masterplan Communications spreads the word about this here podcast and many other clients that are doing awesome things. So you go to Instagram, you follow at Masterplan PR, and if you have a company, if you have a business, if you have a service that needs word spreadage, needs to be talked about, go. To my friends at Masterplan PR. They will hook it up. They will get the word out. Okay, let's get right into the news. Clay Kreiner won the Vert World Championships of Skateboarding just a couple days ago in Nanjing, China. Looked like an amazing contest. Dudes and women shredding. Marcelo Bastos got second. Paul-Luc Ronchetti got third. Poppy Star Olsen won the women's division. Ariana Carmona in second. Amelia Brodka in third. Yeah, Amelia. Encinitas represent right there. Those are your Vert World Champions. Clay Kreiner and Poppy Star Olsen. That rules. Vert ain't dead. Vert is, in fact, ripping right now. And did you see Danny Way's stuff in the DC promo video? Vert rules. Let's talk videos for a second here. Last week's video airwaves ripped. Real dropped by any means. Zion Wright, Jack Olsen, Willie Lara, Jaffine Garvey. What a shot, of course. You know, the whole Real team, you'd know them. But this was really about the Real rookies, if you will. And these fools ripped. I mean, this is a video that just kind of, boom, popped up. And it's some of the best skating you'll see all year. The DC promo video hit. It kicked me in the nuts. Was that good? The DC promo video, T-Funk. Oh my, this is one of my favorite skateboarders, right? I think he just kind of like surf styled his way into my top five skaters right now. Funkhauser, Tristan Funkhauser, sickest style. Ripping in the DC promo video. Evan Smith, Wes Kramer shared a part. I mean, say no more. And then, of course, Tiago. Tiago, wow. You've watched both those videos. Who am I talking to here? Contest news, SLS Super Crown coming to LA. The SLS Super Crown is coming to LA September 15th. So I just told you about the World Championships of Vert Skating. This is considered the World Championships of Street Skating. You've got 8 male skaters, 8 female skaters. And here's how they qualified for this Super Crown. So some of the male skaters, you receive a golden ticket at Tampa Pro, or you win an SLS event. Street League, yeah, this is Street League. I'm talking about Street League, SLS, did I say that? Yeah, so we're looking for a world champion. There's $30,000 on the line for the women. Lacey Baker, Tamaria Brevard, Leticia Buffoni, Maria Duran, Ari Nishimura, Pamela Rose, Alexis Sablon and Vanessa Torres. Those are your ladies. They're going to be ripping on September 15th in LA. And you can go see them live. You can watch them on ETN. The men, SLS pros have 2 ways to make it to Super Crown every season. You get a golden ticket by winning an event, or you stack up enough points throughout the season to qualify. Louis Lopez, Nyjah Houston, and Deshaun Jordan, they got their spots via golden tickets. They won contests. Shane O'Neill, Kelvin Hoffler, Tori Pudwell, Tiago Lemos, and Carlos Ibero skated through the season, earned enough points to qualify for their spot. Those are your 8 skaters in SLS, Nike SB Super Crown Skateboarding, September 15th. Tune in, it's on ETN. Oh my gosh. Speaking of contest, one of the greatest skate contests of the year went down in Montreal, Canada, over the weekend. I'm talking about the Dime Glory Challenge. Hallelujah. This is, oh my gosh. I watched this all weekend. The greatest skateboarding contest ever. I'm talking about speed challenges, where speed shades are necessary. I'm talking about skaters executing their best flat ground tricks after dropping in from a 20-foot roll-in. Gangster challenge. Competitors requested to perform the most gangster tricks. They're judged on 2 parts. Style and then execution of form on the rollaway. And licensed firearms are permitted during this challenge, provided that security has been notified 48 hours prior to the event. The gangster challenge, the gladiator challenge. A fight for the lives. A fight for their lives on an elevated disc. You fall off the disc, who knows what's gonna happen. And then, of course, the World Championships game of skate. Tiago Lemos versus Wade DeSarmo. And I've got the man who started off this contest this year by blasting through a wall. I'm talking about the one and only Rob Sluggo Boyce. Just talked to Sluggo. He's still in Montreal, and he's still recovering after an epic weekend. The one and only Dime Glory Challenge in Montreal. Let's talk to Sluggo. Sluggo, Monday morning after the Dime Glory Challenge 2017. You just said it right there. They outdid themselves this year. What was the vibe of the event, and how did you survive?
The vibe of the event, it was just magical, man. It was seriously magical. It was like Willy Wonka's in the chocolate factory sort of thing. Because we started in one room, we do three or four different events. Then we go into another room that nobody even knows exists. We do that, and then we go into another room that no one knows exists, and each room has a bunch of different challenges in it. And they're challenging, and it's crazy. They don't just pick, like, the best of the best. It's a melting pot of all the different personalities and characters in skateboarding. So it brings out the very best in skateboarding and entertainment.
Yeah, some of the wildest things that I saw, the volcano challenge and the speed challenges are always a favorite. How gnarly was the Valdez challenge? And explain the Valdez challenge to people that maybe didn't get to watch.
For sure. Joey Valdez is a skater from about 20 years ago, San Francisco skater, that he was really super creative. And one of the things he liked to do was take off from one ledge and land on another ledge. And it's like a foot wide, some of these ledges. And so they've kind of continued that with the Valdez challenge here at the time. It's a 9 stairs, or a three flat three, I guess you'd say, and to a bench about 10 feet long. And the gap is about 10 feet, and they drop quarter pipe, jump to the gap. It's just super, super sketchy. Like, if they're to land just a little bit off, they'd land on their back on the side of the rail. Yeah, you got to check it out.
Now, I was watching a little bit of your live feed, and it just seems like every event that popped up, the crowd and the skaters just got that much more hyped. There's no event like this on the planet for skateboarding, is there?
No, there's nothing quite like this. Everything in skateboarding has been going the way of all over sports, like organized. And this is very organized. It's like Cirque du Soleil kind of thing. But it's not your average skateboard contest by far. It's not really comparable to anything.
You hear the tone? You hear the tone in Sluggo's voice right there? This is the real deal. The Dime Glory Challenge, one of the most incredible events I've ever seen. And I will be there next year, because this is a contest you cannot miss. And if you want to watch more of it yourself, you can go to Sluggo's Instagram, had a bunch of footage. You can go to @DimeMTL, that's Dime Montreal, and watch the videos. I'm sure Thrasher Magazine is going to have a big recap on it. They were there all weekend. Congratulations to Yuri Fascini and Tyshawn Jones, came away as the two MVPs of an incredible weekend of skateboarding. Thank you, Sluggo, for getting up early and getting at us all the way from Montreal, Canada. Other contests this weekend, the Tim Broch Memorial event went down. Tim Broch, one of my favorite all-time skateboarders. And this contest has been going on for over 16 years. Long live the memory of Tim Broch. Google Tim Broch. Watch some of his videos. He will be your favorite. If you don't know what's up with Tim Broch, Google it and watch it. Get psyched. Jeremy Green won the pro division, the Tim Broch Memorial. 16th annual. It's tight. The 10th annual Ryan Scheckler Oakley Golf Tournament and Gala raised a ton of money for the Ryan Scheckler Foundation over the weekend. Surfers, skaters, athletes. Leonardo Fioravanti golfing with Reggie Bush. It was tight. They raised a ton of money. Check out @Scheckler Foundation. Ryan Scheckler doing good things, raising money for charity. I watched Sal Masekela's live story. It was on Fleek. Can I say that? It was, check out Sal's Instagram for a nice behind-the-scenes look at what went down. And I'm sure you'll be able to watch a video recap of that on the Scheckler Foundation website. Check it. Good stuff. It looked fun. They did a ball drop from a helicopter, and somebody won a bunch of money as well. It was cool. This is the best. Epically Latered. It's back, and it started with a bang. Should I say, it started with a bam. The first episode of this season of Epically Latered, Bam Margera. This is one of the best skate documentary series you'll see anywhere, ever. Bam's episode is everything. I mean, you got the parents, you got Phil and April, who I love. You got Chris Rabb. I mean, you got the whole crew. They're all there. This is true Hollywood story meets VH1 Behind the Music with skateboarding, with stuff we care about. Let me just hit you off with a little bit of audio, just so you can really feel the weight of this incredible episode. It starts off with my man Patrick O'Dell, creator of Epically Latered, leading us in to this heavy episode featuring Bam Margera. This is Patrick O'Dell talking Epically Latered.
What's up? Welcome back to Epically Latered. We're here in Barcelona to film with Bam Margera. A lot of people, when they think of Bam, they think of Jackass, Viva La Bam, and all his like MTV celebrity. But I always think of him as an amazing pro skater.
And then we get our first look at Bam Margera.
See, I haven't skated in like a long time, and I figured if I was gonna relearn, it would be here. And it took a long fucking time to get the muscle memory back. Like, I couldn't even like axle stall on a half pipe for like, it took like 5 days to even get that dialed. Honestly, like if you want to say street skating, nearly a decade I haven't skated. I went and saw a doctor and he was like, your legs and body are so dehydrated from alcohol that they're like dry rotted rubber bands. And if you think that you're gonna skate again, I'd be careful because it could snap just like that. That really fucked my head up bad because I'm like, how am I gonna skate again?
What a subject, what a person to start on for this year's 2017's Epically Latered season. Bam Margera. I mean, I'm speechless. This episode was incredible. Like I said before, it had everything, ups, downs, and you know, you're so involved with what's going on the screen. You just, I don't know, it's just incredible. I could have watched this episode for 4 hours. So Bam Margera, episode 1, 2017, Epically Latered season. Patrick O'Dell, you nailed it. You nailed it. And to watch Bam I don't want to say relearning how to skate because he's already ripping, but just to watch him battle back into skateboarding is incredible. I mean, we deal with sobriety here. We're dealing with all kinds of demons from Bam's past. And man, he is brutally honest in this episode. And it is a must-watch. This is must-watch stuff here. Epically Latered on Viceland. And, man, Patrick O'Dell, again, you killed it. It's rules. Can't wait. New episodes dropping, every week? Hyped. And speaking of hyped, I am so excited. In just, about a week here, jumping on a plane, headed over to Shanghai, China for the World Championships. The Vans Park Series World Championships, September 22nd and 23rd. Follow at Vans Park Series on Instagram or vansparkseries.com. You do a brand new park built in Shanghai, China, specifically for the world's best park skaters. This is going to be out of this world, next level. Fasten your seatbelts, folks. Come with us to China. Watch us via live stream. And it's going to be nuts. I'm pumped. Headed over there with the whole crew. It's on. Vans Park Series World Championships coming September 22nd, 23rd. Men's and women's park skating. The best park skating you'll ever see in your life. No doubt. Boom. That was skate news. Let's go to the snow. Let's go to snow news.
Tomorrow's sound tonight.
Snow news is brought to you by Tory Holistics. Tory Holistics. Fully licensed dispensary? Is that clinic? It's, you know, they deal with THC, CBD, cannabis. I go there and I get CBDs. I don't even smoke weed, to be honest with you. But I'm all about the CBDs. I skated a launch ramp this weekend. Landed fatty to flatty. Is that fatty to flats. Jumping off this launch ramp, I'm 40 years old. So I feel great. Hit myself with a little CBD gummies from Cushy Punch last night. And guess whose knees are feeling good? Mine. I'm a true believer in CBDs. And I get mine at Tori Holistics. So there you go. That was my advertisement for Tori Holistics and for Cushy Punch CBDs. Shaun White suffered an injury during practice that caused him to withdraw from the first World Cup halfpipe event at the Winter Games in New Zealand. Nothing is broken, but the doctors advised him to take a couple weeks off. So the first big event went down in New Zealand. American women destroyed this place. Sweep, Chloe Kim, Kelly Clark, Maddie Mastro, just on the podium, lifting trophies, psyching. First, second, and third. Chloe Kim took the win through the first World Cup halfpipe event of the 2017-2018 season. Went on in Cardrona, New Zealand. Yeah. Oh, that's the other hemisphere. There's snow down there. There was also slopestyle. Jamie Anderson, also from Team USA, taking the win. On the men's side of slopestyle was Norwegian ripper Marcus Cleveland. So yeah, I couldn't find men's halfpipe results. Am I tripping? Somebody text those to me. I'm stupid. Limited edition Arcadia photo book and DVD set is available now for pre-order. This is Transworld Snowboarding's new film coming soon. It is going to rip, folks. Arcadia, the film, coming at ya. Go to snowboarding.transworld.net. Snowboarder also has a film coming out. Who's Pepper? That question's answered on snowboarder.com. Who's Pepper? That's your short snow news. A short but sweet. It's local summer here in Encinitas, right? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's your snow news. Let's move on to surf news. Surf news is going to be fun this week. I guarantee you this. Oh, shit. I think that I'm going to pop. Surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. September 30th, Saturday, the Jetty Kids Surf Contest at South Mission Jetty. It's free for kids. Brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. Remember, South Coast Surf Shops, they have 5 shops in the San Diego area. Women's shops, closeout shops, and not the bad kind of closeout, like where it closes out and you get pounded on a wave. Closeouts like sale items, deals. South Coast Surf Shops in San Diego presents to you the surf news portion of the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. So thank you, South Coast. Follow them at South Coast on Instagram. Let's start with an interview with my friend, Dane Gadauskas. Dane Gadauskas is one of the owners of Villager Coconut Water, folks. This is going to be great. You're going to love it. Usually I cut these interviews up. I didn't touch this one because Dane rules. All right, so like I said at the top of the show, this is Villager Month here on the Monday Mass. Dane Gadauskas is one of the Villager owners, team riders, operators, drinkers of. And he actually brought me more Villager to drink. And I'm having some now. So Dane rules, like I said. He is a positive vibe warrior. He's hosting a board drive for South African street children. He just got back from the Caribbean. They dropped a Vans flick called Greetings, which is crazy, the timing. This movie came out literally as Irma was sweeping through the Caribbean. But it serves as a reminder how amazing this place is and how we have to help. Wastewater.org. Another Waves for Water hit right there. So let's just get right into it. This is myself just talking to Dane Gadauskas. He came here to Monday Mass HQ in Encinitas. Let's go, Chris and Dane. Hi.
Yeah? Oh, are we sparking?
Hey, this is special. This is a very special episode of the Monday Mass because we've got Dane Gadauskas here, part of Villager Month
here at
Monday Mass. And you're actually on a mission right now. You've driven down from your home in San Clemente to Surf Ride here in Solana Beach to pick up the first batch of boards for your brand new Can't Steal Our Vibe surfboard drive. What's up with that? That's sick.
Yeah, we're so pumped. I just drove down with the car empty, checked in with John Enos and the crew at Surf Ride, and they're like, come on down, man. You got a fresh batch waiting for you. And I went down there. It was about 15 to 20 boards. And, you know, on them, some names that we recognized from the donors who left them. And it was just like, yes. And it filled the car up to the brim. And now I'm going to be driving home and psyched. First week in the books and a great start. So we couldn't be more thankful for everyone that donated.
That's rad. So the Genesis, obviously you guys did the Jamaican Surfboard Drive, an absolute, probably overwhelming success. More boards than you could have imagined. 300 plus surfboards for Jamaica, right?
Yeah, about that number, 300. But it was super funny because we were like starting it and we're like, oh man, maybe we'll get like 10 or 15 and we'll take down a couple board bags. And then all of a sudden it came to a point where like, oh my God, we're no way over 10 to 15. We're like, we got to figure out what to do. So we got logistics and we figured out shipping and shipping containers and stuff. So this board drive, we're in a much clearer headspace of what it would take to actually make it become a reality, get the boards down there. So everything's in line and now we're just excited to get the boards and tell the story. And the crew Waves for Change and Surfers Not Street Children that we're working with down in South Africa is like so inspiring, like all the stuff they're doing with the kids and giving them just like a healthy outlet for their communities through surfing and wave riding and just appreciating the ocean and camaraderie around it. So it's awesome connecting cultures worldwide.
It's so rad. I know you guys spend a lot of time in South Africa. You actually, Michael February, fellow Vans team rider, epic human. He's actually part of the Surfers Not Street Children crew.
And the Waves for Change.
And the
His
Waves
family
for Change.
Actually
okay.
works really closely with the Waves for Change crew. So it's exciting. You know, and Michael's like so cool. And Pat and Tanner were down there. They spent quite a bit of time with Michael over the years. And they're like, man, Michael's just doing this some awesome stuff. Check this out. And so got to a point after this last trip to South Africa where like, man, let's do something really cool. These guys they're putting their heart and soul into something really special. So we wanted to help any way we could. So this is maybe our way of going, you know, any help we can provide our end, you know.
Well, I mean, we obviously, and this is probably a part of a huge message, and this is what I've been telling people in this podcast is, look, you've got a board on the side of your house, in your garage, whatever. We take for granted that most of us have their surfboards everywhere.
Yeah.
And also the therapeutic elements that we get when we go surfing, you know, whatever. It's crowded. Sometimes you get mad.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. But, you know, just the simple act of giving a board to a kid, you know, Jamaica, South Africa, what have you seen change with a kid that potentially could be on the wrong path, starts surfing, maybe starts getting in that positive mindset? What are the things that you guys want to accomplish by getting boards in the hands of these kids?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's been really cool. We're still super tight with the Jamaican crew. And actually, it's funny, Shama is in town and he's been ripping. He actually started working with Hurley. He's got a, you know, big ambitions of getting, you know, contest experience. And he's ripping, man. Ever since, honestly, like we went down there and to see him on boards that he's now able to rip on, he's like achieving, moving in the direction of achieving his full potential as a surfer and as a human. And same with, you know, the Wilmont crew. And Billy Mystic's actually coming to stay at the house for a couple of days.
Oh, so rad.
I'm picking him up from the airport tonight. But it's super cool just seeing the self-empowerment that the kids get. And, you know, we just want them to achieve whatever it is they want to do to the highest capacity that they can. It doesn't even have to be surfing. You know, I think it's like, but you do get that, maybe that little, like, dream big aspect or, like, you know, self-empowerment where you're like, dude, I got this. I can do whatever I want to dream about, I can make it a reality. So it's cool, and hopefully, you know, it affects the kids in a positive way and can make a difference, and even the smallest way can have a huge effect.
The positive vibe warriors doing it again.
Yeah.
I love it. So what are the basics here? We've got, let's say, you know, I have a board here for you. Let's say some people listening, they got a board under the porch.
Yeah.
That's rideable. They got one in the garage in the rafters. It's just covered
and boogie
in
boards,
spider webs. So surfboards, boogie boards,
soft tops.
Where do I collect? I have them in my car. Now what do I do?
You go to, if you're in San Diego, you go to Surf Ride Surf Shop here in Solana Beach, check in with John and say, hey, got a board for the board drive. And two, the whole concept came about the first time. We're like, man, everyone's got a board that you're like, I could sell this thing for like 25, 30 bucks on Craigslist, but it's too much of a hassle or something like that. And you're like, what am I going to do with it? It's just taking up space. And man, it's like recycling your board to a great cause. And it's really going to a good place, and hopefully people can feel inspired about giving it the go. And yeah, we're driving around collecting them all over the state of California. So
epic. And we can follow at Positive Vibe Warriors to kind of get updates, get information on drop-off spots.
Oh yeah, all day long. Check us out on Instagram, my brothers and I, and then also www.positivevibewarriors.com. And yeah, we have collection facilities at Surf Ride San Diego, Jack Surf Shop. They have shops in Dana Point, San Clemente, up in LA, Corona Del Mar, Newport Beach. And then if you're in San Francisco area, we're working with the Proof Lab guys.
Epic.
So go stop in, say hi, shake hands, and say, hey, I got the goods. Yeah, awesome.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and so you got that going on. And I know you just released Greetings.
Oh, yeah.
And this, so it's crazy. I just read Dylan Graves on his Instagram was like, you know, this is, it's, it,
yeah,
it's really gnarly what's
it's
happening. And there's a call to action, obviously, to help surfer, or everyone, to help the Caribbean, which has just been decimated.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, you've got this incredible video that just happened to have come out right now. So, but, you know, I'm looking at it like this. When I go on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, it's a bummer from all directions. So to just step away from it and watch a surf video feels good. So let's tell me about Greetings.
Yeah.
The new movie out now. And, you know, this is obviously something that will get you psyched to surf because the water is bright blue, beautiful. The waves look so fun. And what a trip. Tell me about Greetings.
Yeah, Greetings. I mean, it was awesome. It came together just traveling with Dylan Graves. He's been like a really good friend of ours since, you know, I was like 18 or so. So we spent quite a bit of time in the Caribbean with him and with the Vans crew getting behind it. Sending down some filmers and so we went to a couple different of those island locations and it was just amazing. Like the vibe in the Caribbean is like straight up Jimmy Buffett, you know, everyone's just feeling the vibe and it's sunny and you know, you got your little umbrella drinks and the waves are just neon blue and you just like can't not have the best time of your life. And so I feel like Dylan's editing style also and Dave Malcolm, they did such a good job of making it like embody that spirit of just like wacky fun,
exactly
zaniness
show, right?
Yeah, like it's like that, like what I want to go there, like I wish it was a Friday. You know,
yeah.
And but yeah, man, with that, with the devastation down there too, it, you know, maybe it will inspire people to remember the beauty and say, you know, like, man, it's, let's get it back to help these guys out, because I think they took quite a beating, but there are some strong people down there, and that place is awfully beautiful. So anything we can do to help out. I know Dylan was, like, really affected.
Yeah. Yeah, Puerto Rico, British Virgin. I mean, everywhere in the Caribbean right now needs us. You watch this film, you watch Greetings, and you go, wow, okay, that's what they're they have for us. There's this beauty, the vibe, and everything. So, you know, this is a time when they need our help.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Florida, it's a crazy time.
It's crazy.
Know? And it's better time than ever for a positive vibe.
Yeah, no.
Positive vibe warriors, and you know, to stay strong, stay happy. I mean, that's
it'll get there.
Fight weather.
No.
So, you know, hopefully
you got to be there just for one another and help each other through, and that's the way to go, and it'll always get back on its feet. And man, that movie was so fun. You can't not smile when you watch it. You're like,
where can we watch it?
You can go on the Vans YouTube channel. You can see it on there or any of the surf sites, you know, Stab Mag, Surfline.
Cool. On the internet.
Anywhere on the www.
The files are in my computer.
For free. Just go check it.
I'm going to check it.
Have a smile, have a drink. It's Friday.
All right.
Or Monday or Tuesday.
I'm about to watch it here. About happy hour's coming up.
Dude, it's about that time, huh?
Yeah. So, also, you know, this is Villager Month.
Yes.
Here on the world's greatest action sports podcast, according to me, I call it that.
I love that.
I had the only vote. It was perfect. So the homies at Villager, every week here for September, we have a new Villager ambassador. Because you're all company owners.
Yeah,
you know,
we
you're
love
all
it, man.
Ambassadors,
that's the Magic Coco.
Team Riders owners.
Yeah.
Taylor Knox was here last week.
Oh, TK.
Yeah, and so all you and both your brothers are all in the Villager program.
Oh, yeah, we're super stoked.
Coconut water. I got some right here.
Yeah.
I got some being dropped off. It's going to be a Villager-filled weekend. Oh. Why are you hyped to be part of the Villager team and owner and ambassador and drinker of Villager?
When it came about, it was a pretty easy decision for my brothers and I. We're like, man, there's so much. I mean, you look at the Red Bulls and the Monsters, and I don't know what's in those things. There's so much, you know, to be actually getting behind something and supporting it, or, you know, from your heart and organically, you know, and coconut water was just a clean, healthy option. And it's freaking awesome. It tastes good, you know, and it makes you feel good. And for us, it was an easy fit. You know, we want to support that message and give people a good, clean option to just go out there and get hydrated and go do what you want to do. You know, at the end of the day, man, it's just a fuel source to go out there and rip it and rock it and roll it, you know, whatever the heck you want to do. So that's what we got behind it, and a good crew of people there, too.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know you're busy picking up boards. I'm going to ask you, you know, this is, we are surf turkeys here.
Oh, yeah.
And we love it all.
Tubes,
free surfing, contest surfing. You've got a contest going on in your backyard.
Oh,
out Lower Trestles.
Oh, man.
You got the Hurley Pro, you got the Swatch Pro. And I'm just going to throw you straight into the fire here.
Okay.
I need your winners.
Okay,
winners. It's Monday today. Of course, people can listen to this podcast any day. It's Monday, and it is...
The swell is coming.
We're getting into the waiting period, so it's like Monday the 12th or something. I don't know, 10th, 11th. It's one of these days.
Yes.
So before, and if it could have already happened, but tell me who you think is going to win, men's and women's.
Okay.
Boom. Go.
I'm going to go straight up local support, Kalo Andino.
Okay.
For the men.
I think he's
a bit of a underdog considering that there's some insane talent, but I think the local knowledge is going to pull true with the kind of tricky swell conditions. I don't think it's going to be like the classic easy to read situations, and I think guys kind of have a hard time reading that lineup, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
Especially
when you're out there alone.
When there's not a crowd out there.
Yeah.
It makes it harder.
Yeah. So that's my pick for the men. And then the women, I'm going to go Lakey Peterson. She's just a beast.
Shredding.
I know. Or Courtney Collins. She's a hammer.
You pick too.
Courtney's, maybe that's the final.
Courtney Lakey final.
Yeah, Courtney Lakey final.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Dan Gudauskas, high five right here. One of the ultimate Positive Vibe Warriors on a mission right now, collecting boards.
Oh, yeah.
Go follow at Positive Vibe Warriors on Instagram. Go to PositiveVibeWarriors.com. Clear out your garage. Clear out your side yard. There's boards. I know you have them. They're under your porch, and there's spiders living on them. Get a surfer on one.
All month long. Through September.
Right on. Thank you, Dane. That was myself and Dan Gudauskas talking about all the fun stuff he's got going on. Watch Greetings, the new Vans surf film. And also, clear out... Do I need to say it again? I just said it. Under your porch, in your garage. You got an old board. Make a street kid in South Africa happy. Give him a better future through surfing. Another thank you, Dane Gudauskas, for coming down to Monday Mass HQ. Another Dane news. Dane Reynolds had a huge week. Started off his week having twin girls, twin babies. Congratulations to Dane and Courtney. New twins. Then Dane on the internet dropped Premium Violence. Oh my gosh. I just had alluded to it in last week's episode, and then it came out and it blew all my expectations out of the water. Dane Reynolds, he is one of the best surfers on the planet, regardless of how many videos he puts out, regardless of contest results, regardless of what you say. Of what anyone says. What I say is Dane Reynolds is one of the best surfers on the planet. And he proved that yet again with even just a short clip. So good. If you haven't watched Premium Violence, open your eyes, people. Premium Violence. It's on every surf website. It's on former.xxx. I watched it on whatyouth.com. It's everywhere. Watch it. And then Dane Reynolds was on Occcast. Mark Occhalupo's video podcast. And I love the way that Aki asks these. Aki doesn't, it's like he doesn't know anything going on right now. And then he asks these questions about these things, and it really gets to the bottom of what's happening. And I love it. Aki's podcast rules. One of the best surf podcasts there is. The Occcast. Love you, Aki. And I loved that episode with Aki and Dane Reynolds. It was a really good interview with Dane, who is a tough interview sometimes. Aki got him. Ruled. Hey, so the Hurley Pro and the Swatch Pro. Supposed to be happening at Lowers any day now. We're 6 days in. It's Monday, the 11th of September. So we're 6 days into a 12-day waiting period. We've got time. But man, the forecast is not looking good. But, hey, things happen. We've got time, folks. We just need waves. Lowers is one of the more consistent places on the planet. So Lowers at Chest to Head High can be a great show. So don't get down just yet, folks. I've been running into people all over the place. What's going on with Lowers? Man, it's going to be horrible. This is such a bummer. Don't be bummed. Don't be sad. There will be fun waves to watch at Lowers. You've got the best surfers in the world there. John John, Jordy, Julian Wilson, Chloe and Dino. Everybody's there. Except for Kelly. Kelly, get well soon, man. I posted a photo of me almost kissing Kelly Slater over the weekend and he responded to it. That felt good. Yeah, that felt good. Hey, it's happening and we're going to be talking you through it most likely next week here on the Monday Mass. And hopefully I've got some good stuff to report. And I just said it last week's show. You can re-listen if you haven't listened. I said it in last week's show. Whoever wins Lowers on the men's side of the draw will most likely be your 2017 world champion. That's my call. And, you know, before we leave surf news, I got to wedge some skim news in here, skimboarding news. The TAC Skim Blast went down over the weekend in Santa Cruz, California. And guess what? Blair Conklin won. That means he's won 4 out of 5 of these events. So congrats to Blair Conklin for winning the TAC Skim Blast. The next big skimboard event is coming up on September 30th. A Street on the Balboa Peninsula. The Exile Skimboards Main Street Surf Shop Oktoberfest. Be there. If you've never been to a skimboarding contest, go. So fun. Talking non-stop action. That was skimboarding news. And that was surf news. You know what? I want to say this episode. I mean, that sounds trite to dedicate an episode. This, everything is dedicated right now to the friends, the family of this kid, Xander Benezia, 16-year-old pro junior surfer from Bridgetown, Barbados. He died while surfing Tuesday, September 5th. I know you probably saw this story all over. The kid got one of the best, you know, the wave of the day on an incredible day at Soup Bowls. Backside barrel, incredible wave. And then something happened. We don't know, a tragedy, and he passed away. It was a surfing accident. Don't know exactly what happened, but he died doing what he loved. And, you know, the whole surf world came out and just said, this is horrible. This is a tragedy. This was the nicest kid you're ever likely to meet. So, Xander, love you. You're getting barreled wherever you are in the afterlife right now. So, of course, this episode dedicated to Xander and his family. And I'm going to go surfing today. I'm going to dedicate my next 100 sessions to Xander Benezia. Benezia, the least I could do is say your name right, buddy. It's heavy. I mean, this is a heavy situation. Kid was 16 years old. Huge future. And but, you know, the only solace that I think people are getting is that he died surfing. He died doing what he loved. So, of course, it's a tragedy still. But his memory lives on. And that should give you incentive to live every day, love everyone. I mean, spread positivity. Go surfing. Give people waves. Give your surfboards away. Give your skateboard. I mean, help people. Go to wavesforwater.org. Give some money. Give 10 bucks. Give 20 bucks. Help people today. Okay? And that's it. I mean, that's the Monday Mass podcast for September 11th. Of course, this is a heavy day in history. I mean, let's spread positivity. Let's spread love on days like today when people need it. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Monday Mass. This is Villager Month. Thank you to Villager for hooking it up throughout the month of September. Don't forget to go to youonline.com. You Online. You! A lot of great shows, videos, stories up there on You Online. And of course, they are the home of the Monday Mass podcast. Also, Cantori and You, Let Me Drink About It, and all kinds of great shows. Go there. Enjoy. Thank you to all the sponsors that make this podcast possible. And thanks to you listeners for your great feedback, your love, and a little bit of hate. And I can take it. So rate and review this podcast. Subscribe to it on iTunes. Give me a rating. Give me a review. Give me 1 star. Give me 5. Whatever you want to do. The Monday Mass. We'll be back next week to stay tuned. Wait, stay subscribed. Stay, listen. Okay, don't listen anymore. Bye-bye.